And I'm here to ASMR.
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous.
It's their phone.
Sensory. Meridian response.
I aceified it.
What a juggle.
Alright, you woke up dum-dum.
Tell
was stupid.
Oops.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
There's no reason to
get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun of awesomeness.
What's going on here?
Sit down.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go!
Let me preface this.
I know it.
A lot of sex with you.
Ultra humongous.
Oh, I saw at least.
Wow.
Oops.
That can happen.
He is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to tase me much into it.
Going bathroom in their driveway is not nice.
Oh, humiliating.
How about all the parents?
He had him some alcohol.
There's a punch! A swing!
He's not a fighter, he's a lover.
Yanked off the air yesterday with questionable remarks.
Well, I don't get they bring they ain't cold.
Obviamente.
But it's fact.
Siegel often draws his audience at the expense of others.
No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Surely not again.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a...
Siegel crossed the line when he's with a colostomy bag.
That's pretty funny. I'm
what do you do when you go to work?
Art.
Fun.
Whoa!
I'm not incompetent.
Can I get some marijuana?
Excuse me?
Look, my book.
I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl.
That weird little
guy. Vote for me for employee of the month?
No. Doesn't matter. I still won.
What? Is this evil? Evil? Okay. How you pronounce the word? Chugamaluminicadicabaloo. Goodbye to Texas University of Texas. Turd and white. Good luck to them the old Texas Aggies. They boys who knows how to fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you. Yes, Lord. That is the name so weird. It sounds like goodbye to Texas University. Now for in here, chicken with a bone. Chicken digga show, chicken a hugger on the road. What in the world did that mean?
In the morning.
Morning,
you're everything. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5546. Hello, class.
Hello.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Good. What'd you do last night?
Teaching Marley how to do laundry.
Come on.
What? She asked. Yeah.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Ooh,
she sees
man.
She sees me doing it.
In the great joy of it.
Well. accomplishment, folding clean clothes, folding them correctly.
No, just on a shelf.
No, like a big seam down their T-shirt.
Doesn't bother me. Oh. Scott can come over and do it all he wants.
No, so she asked to do it, using her allowance. She wants to go from $1 a week to $10 a week. I was like, well, that's quite a girl.
She's doing laundry now. At least she's not hiding clothes.
Why, is that what yours does?
Yes, my daughter turned...
No, it's not about your son.
A lot of, want to do their own laundry because they'd be clothes. Not because they've soiled them.
That's why I'd want to do laundry.
I didn't know they, buy them and they don't want their parents...
Pot leaf on it or something. No, you don't need to see that.
It's just scantily clad stuff. Oh, that's coming. Underwear.
So all of a sudden you got on a little mini thonger. That being seen.
No.
I get on the bus and I start peeling off layers. You know how that's gotta work. Oh, here's where I need a little bit of help. So the big event stakes.
No, so, Champions League final.
For
my son's
schedule is their kid's birthday party.
Champions League final. Champions League final obviously is the main sport event.
Internationally. Here for 2 minutes it will be the running of the Belmont Stakes. Here's the part that I don't understand though. So I was talking to a buddy of mine who has a bookie. He was asked if I wanted any action on the horse race for tomorrow. Different guy. Local guy. Mm-hmm. But here's what I don't understand. Like, I get odds. Like, if something is 3-1, Diane, you bet... No. I'm explaining to you.
Okay.
You bet $1 and you would get 3.
Yeah.
So that's the way it works. So if you get on 3-1 odds, you would get... Exactly. Good for you. Good for you. And then bigger to be like 10-1 and stuff. I don't understand because I don't know if the numbers have changed this morning, but yesterday when I was talking, the American Pharoah was 3-5 odds. I bet that. I don't understand why anybody would bet 5 to win. That makes no
sense. When it's not something to want, it gets confusing.
It could be 7.
Like, I don't understand.
Two.
You said it's 3-5.
As long as the first number is bigger than the second number.
Right, so winning on something 3-5.
Well, that's what I don't know. I have no idea. But if it's not something to one, like if it were 5-2, you would understand that. Any number is bigger than the second one, you would go with the number, I win that. So you have to win 5. 2-5. That would be 5-1 odds versus 5-2 odds.
Right.
Right? So that makes sense. Why? I don't understand the mindset behind...
So you're losing...
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. It's stupid when I was talking to my buddy.
Don't you back?
No. Is that how it works?
I've never bet before.
No. No. If you bet... If you go bet... Well, I don't know. I've never bet on horse racing before. Playing at a table. But like, you lay down $1 bet, and you get $5 back. So you have to bet $1 to win 5. But 3-5, wouldn't you?
I don't know how it works.
Like, that's... like
we sound
part.
Really...
Realize that.
Well, you sound really... No. Gambling scares me.
Kaylee, can you... That understands that? Because I even said, I don't understand why I would bet on the horse. And he said, well, it's the favorite. And I said, well, I understand that. 0.5-1, and that would...
There's no way you lose.
Well, then why is it you do? If I have to bet 5 to win 3, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know. I'm with Ty. It's out of my realm.
Well, it's not out of your realm. You
her a laundry question.
Let's talk about what I know.
No. But you play odds in your head every day.
Here it is. I'm right.
Every day.
You bet $15 on a horse with 3-5 odds of winning. The payout is $24. Plus 15 times 350.
Wait, say that again?
If I successfully bet $15 on a horse with 3-5 odds, it's $24. 15 plus 15 times 3/5.
Okay.
So 15 plus 9.
Oh, 15
minus 9.
Oh, 15 plus 9. 24.
But you put in your...
Yeah, you're getting that back 15.
Plus 3/5.
So then you get... So you win...
Yes.
Win 9.
No. Oh, you win 6.
You bet 15. You got 24.
Oh, then it's 9. Yeah, so then you would win $9.
Look at me. I'm right. You Monday.
Wait, so now is it worth betting on?
Well, you win a little. You just don't win as much because it's the favorite.
Not Kreider.
Good cover. I'm using the very simple 5, using your case.
Okay, wait. So if I bet 5 on a horse,
you get 3/5. 5 plus 3/5, $8.
Well, $3, because I'm
saying, but you get that
back.
Yes.
So, but you went $3.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said from the get-go.
Get that, though.
You're still winning.
I do like that. I do like that. That's my favorite thing in the world.
So you're upset the favorites doesn't have long shot odds?
Well, not, but like 2-1 for every dollar I bet, I win 2. I like that. I don't like winning personally. It shouldn't go that way.
But if I'm saying I want to do is go bankrupt because heavy favorite.
But I could still win.
Yeah, but it's not as much.
That's not bad.
That's like how betting goes.
Oh, that 2 seconds ago?
I said it from the get-go.
You guessed!
No!
That's why it didn't make sense to me.
Knowing no matter what, you lose it.
Win or lose.
The horse wins or lose, you lose money.
So I only win a percentage then. The full dollar.
Exactly.
Well, I don't like that. Well, I do like that, and that you could win some.
When I said we sound really stupid, I should have had more confidence in a simple answer that I gave correctly.
So how am I messed up over that for so long?
So you've never bet something that has had odds?
Oh, never.
Look at that idiot.
Do that. Dumb. No, I would never do that because I thought you lost money. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey.
Yes, it is.
All right, you got to bet the Belmont the same way I bet the Preakness, Elliot. You take American Pharoah and you bet an exacta bet with all the other hurdles.
I want to do a super fat.
I laid down $28 and the exacta paid $124.40.
See, that's winning some money.
That's how you do it.
Wait, so how much did you win on the
press? Okay, I bet $28. I made 14 exacta bets and I cashed in for $124.40.
Dude, that's not bad at all.
No, Pharoah. Bet, same way.
What horse is going to finish second?
It doesn't matter.
Well, no. Yes, it does matter. Oh, you're going to bet on all of them to finish second. Oh, I see what you're doing there.
He's losing, but he's also going to win.
Well, no, you're betting on... So you're betting that American Pharoah is going to win. No question.
Right.
Or come in second. And then you're going to take all horses... By the way, is it just me, or is that a really small field in the...
It's a pretty small field for the Belmont.
Is right.
But Preakness was the smallest in years.
But
Preakness is always a small field. But
yeah, Preakness
Belmont,
is always small.
That's small. That's why I'm going right in bet.
Right, because with the people will hold out because they're sprinters, and they also want to spoil the Belmont.
It was the smallest in 86.
But what was the Belmont, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Preakness is always small.
Smallest since 86. This one.
Yeah, that would make sense. But the Preakness is always small. Derby's full. Preakness is always full. Then the Belmont usually full. Wait, 1 second. You're very loud. Hold on.
I'm on the scanner today.
The line 7. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Good morning. This is Jody.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what, bud? Yeah, dude, it's just stick to trifecta like he was talking about. Pay $1. Sure, it's long, it's like $2,000.
There, it's only a dollar, Diane, and you could walk away with $2,000.
Yeah.
What do I know, though? I was afraid to bet the favorite for a long time.
You pick him as the winner, and you pick, like, the three of y'all. Pick him as the winner, and then y'all decide with the other two.
Hey, so is this the year they get one?
Well, it's hard to win all three.
Yeah, well, that's why it hasn't been done. But why is that? Go back to, what was it, 77 is affirmed? Why was there so many before that and nothing after that?
I remember, what was it, 8 years ago when was going to win the Arabian horse. I'm trying to remember the name of him. And he won first two. Everybody knew he was going to win the everybody bet. Everybody. Shamid or something.
Okay, yes.
Big horse.
Right. But that's the race where 8 bells had to get shot down on the track.
Yeah. It was a big contest.
I remember that.
Almost like it was a photo finish.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I just remember that nobody has won. I'll watch the damn thing tomorrow to see it happen. I
tried to call in a couple weeks ago with your contacts. How are they looking?
But thanks for asking. I'm doing fantastic with
them. They don't look as red as they
have
been.
Well, no, because it doesn't take me 30 minutes in the morning of digging around. Thank you very much for asking. They're doing fantastic.
But I got some advice for you.
Oh, here we go. Go ahead.
All right, top of contact in 35 years.
Right.
Guarded out on the hard links, you know, all the way to this one. If you ever drop a contact guy, goes on the floor, you know, stick it in your mouth. Hold it up 2 to 3 minutes. Something in your saliva.
Yeah, no, they say not to do that because then you get
pop
that amoeba.
Pop it out of your mouth and you can pop it in your eye with no...
No, that's how you...
No.
And it digs in your eye.
Go on, and I wear contacts, and I am legally blind, so I cannot see without my contacts.
I'm driving.
How bad your prescription is. So if I'm out on the go, you know, I don't carry solution with me. Nobody carries it.
Oh.
You know, unless you have your solution with you.
It's in my bag. It's in my computer bag. It's in my.
So if you don't have your solution, and you pop that lens out, and you find it, you know, without that lens, I wouldn't be able to drive home.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be able to work.
Get me home? You know how to get on a road and make your way home?
The way he described himself.
You can see a 2,000-pound car may not be able to read a sign.
I would. Oh, I could do it. I would not want to drive home without my contacts in.
See,
that
I
would
could.
Be dangerous.
Oh, I totally could.
I can't do it. The one time I did it, I was trying to get to the eye doctor
here, right?
Because I didn't want to spend a half hour trying to take it out there. It's a skill issue. And it was terrifying.
It was
one time they fell out while I was driving. I mean, it's really, really scary.
I do have that fear. I could drive with one before,
because that screws left.
Yeah. No,
driving when rise and you have to drive home.
Blow that pump in your eye now. No, I would be able to drive. I would be fine.
Atrophy, bro.
I'm hill really, really quick now that they're in. But that is my big fear, though. One pops out while I'm driving. I don't know what the hell I'll do. I'm not looking for it.
You can't. Roll with it.
I'm starting that solution out of my bag. All right, listen, we got through today. It's going to be very, very busy today. So let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back, lay everything out for you next.
Dave and the 4th of July rally and round ride to us. Join Dave Grohl and Elliot in the morning for an escorted charity motorcycle ride from DC Brow Brewing Company to RV. It's for Foo Fighters' 20th anniversary blowout. You'll get a special rally and ride t-shirt, breakfast from Celebrity of Chef Jeff's, live music, and the ride to RFK with David, complete with VIP motorcycle parking. Rally and ride tickets go on sale later at Lyft.com. You still need a ticket to ride. Just Lyft, so get them quick. It all benefits the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And We Are Family DC. It's 4th of July rally and ride to RFK. Get all the details at Facebook.com/Elliot in the morning.
XL102. Weekdays after Elliot. It's the longest lost break in Richmond.
Maybe.
But probably not. XL102 commercial free. 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make a tease.
XL102 competitive.
From the Nissan Center. Stalled vehicles out on 64. It's in the stretch of 64 westbound between Bottoms Bridge and 295. 95 and 200. One crash on the side street near Williamsburg Road at
Auburn. Report is being brought to you by Allen.
Count on the insurance companies after an accident. They're looking out for the bottom line. Call Allen and Allen to fight for the compensation at 866-3849 or visit Allen and...
The sound of real buttermilk being poured into a measuring cup. Thick and creamy it is. This is the sound of real buttermilk being mixed with flour. This is a mixing bowl symphony. And it's this is made from...
The Mile High Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Bitties, Applewood Smoked Bacon Pieces. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time at participants.
Do not worry. I am here to protect you. No longer will you be slowed down. You'll be free in the streets at maximum power.
Greg, can you just pour the oil in instead of making it talk to the ass?
I can. Time is up, sludge. Say goodbye.
Be road ready with 5 quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil and a filter for $22.99. Restrictions and details in store.
It's the Hot Sales event only at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond. Huge driver by visiting the Lodging Deluxe at our brand new location just a quarter mile from West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 free owned vehicles to check now. Get up to 14 grand off Silverados and Sierras, up to 3 grand off Equinox and Terrain, 5 grand off all Malik 0% financing for 72 grand off all 2015 Camaros, up to 7 grand off Chevy Tahoe, up to 6 grand off Acadias, up to 600 Enclaves. Heat up your wallet cold hard cash. Find new roads online at Rick.com. That's Hendrick.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, you too can be a Hendrick.
All discounts based on MSRP. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. No money down and $13.88 per thousand finance on.
Do not worry. I am you. No longer will you be slowed down. You'll be free to do what you were made to do. Roam the streets at maximum power.
Greg, can you just pour the oil in and...
Yes, I can. Say goodbye.
Ha, ha, ha. Be road ready with 5 quarts of Castrol Commandram Extraguard Oil P9. Restrictions and details in store.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum strength medication provides relief for foot irritants and controls odor and wetness. Its formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves itching. Odor Eaters medicated powder stops the itch.
The new simple 15,000 points earns you a free night at over 7,500 Wyndham Rewards hotels. Get started with 3,000 bonus points this summer. WyndhamRewards.com.
I'm a smoker, and I just found out that ash by participating in research in Opinion Center. It's easy, and I get paid quickly.
Right now, the Consumer Opinion Center is leaders between the ages of 21 that smoke wine and other flavor varieties to participate in studies in June. $150. And now register with us on our new website, ConsumerOpinion.com.
If you're like me and could use some extra what I did, sign up with the Consumer Opinion Center today.
Wendy's presents Red in What's Her Dill?
You guys, sandwich from Wendy's is awesome. Like $1.49, which is like a pretty great dill. And like, I love that it's crispy dill. $1.49, it's a great dill. Sounds like we all love dill.
Dill.
Pickles.
Totally.
Exactly.
Wendy's new crispy dill chicken. Pile creamy cucumber dill time.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's.
Call us today and see why I say nobody.
Number one morning show. Elliot in the morning on XL1L102.
The one to live is an untold story. Rather go out in a blaze of glory. For I can't hear you.
I don't
say. And now for the bad dust. Talking worse with your broken past. I can't hear you.
In the morning, a lot of stuff going on today. A couple hours from now, Steve Ranazzisi will be in here with us. He's got a bunch of shows at the Improv all week, but he'll be here in a couple of hours. So I have more tickets for you to go see Mumford and Sons. That show is sold out. You win those tickets, you get to go and watch Soundcheck. Also, more tickets for the Firefly Music Festival for each day of the Firefly Music Festival. So that's all 4 days. Also, hours and 15, give or take, 3 hours and hours and, your ride tickets will go on sale for Dave and Elliot's 4th of July Rally and Rally Ride to our little charity motorcycle ride.